photography as a pursuit is filled with little tricks of the trade and whatnot. Here's one of my favorites. When looking at an image like this, particularly it works in the landscape for reasons I'm not quite sure I understand, but when looking at an image like this, either as a viewer or while I'm in the landscape making them, I find it very useful to semi-close my eyes so that I'm, as it were, looking through my eyelashes at the scene. This has the effect of completely eliminating any detail that can be seen and reducing the image to its basic shapes and forms. The reason I find this so advantageous is that it helps considerably in defining the general feel and direction of an image. If you do that with this image, for example, the feel of the image is somewhat dark, but also very diagonal. Suddenly, all the diagonals become the dominant part of what we see, and the details and the surface texture in the rock tend to disappear as we look through our eyelashes to diminish the detail in what we can actually see. Clearly, we can see the diagonals even if we don't do this little trick. But when we do this little trick, what we find out is the diagonals are the dominant part of the composition. Even more so, I think, than the large circle, the little hollow that holds the water and the submerged rocks. It's the diagonals in the image that dominate. And in this case, they create movement in the image that is the classic advantage of diagonal lines in any composition, but it really brings this particular image to life. Oftentimes I find when I'm out photographing in the world, the details consume my consciousness, and I miss those bigger pictures unless I play this little looking through the eyelashes game. Try it. You'll find it works.